confesses, because He is indeed Lord, and He's above it all, and in Him we live and move and have our being. And I greet you amidst all that takes place in the world, and I greet you with the instructions that God has given us throughout this entire window of time that we are living in right now. The instruction was to ride the wave, to keep your eyes on Christ, to keep your focus on Him, to not let yourself get distracted by all these things that are going on around us. You can be aware, but not distracted. You need to keep your eyes on Him. Because if you allow these things to take up your mind and your thinking and your consciousness, there is a big part of how you balance and you ride through all the stuff that's going on. But we are not to allow our thinking to be like the world thinks. We're not to be like them. See, your confidence and your assurance in this time is in part your witness. That's in part how the world can see the difference between you and them. How the world can know and understand that, wait a second, you know, what's going on with these guys is different. Because we know and we're assured and we have the assurance that comes from the communication we get from the head, from the life that we get from the head, who is Christ Jesus. Now, as God has been revealing and making things known in the day and the age that we live in right now, as He's been making things known and light is continuing to break forward and to come forward, it's both incredible, but it also requires that we be diligent, that we be steadfast, that we continue on, that we strengthen what remains, that we move in the things of God and not in the minds and the thinkings of men. Because the world is going to continue to try to battle in worldly, man-made terms, but our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. We understand the reality of what we're up against, and we also understand the way that we need to relate. So now, as you continue forward in that, as you continue forward in this time, there is much to be done. And there's much that God would have us to do as He is pouring out His gifts upon those that are His children. I want to remind you of that story. It's kind of an old story, but it's the one of there's that little elephant that, they're trying to get him trained for the circus, and they take this little elephant and they take this spike and they put this little spike wedge into the ground, and the elephant, little guy, tries to pull on this thing, and he can't move. He can't get away from it because this spike is just in the ground, and it kind of holds him fast. So he keeps pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling, and eventually he just learns that when that spike is in the ground, that he can't go anywhere. He can't do anything. And then, but the elephant continues to grow. But they train that elephant to believe that. And then one day, when the elephant is full-sized, they just can keep this full-sized, incredibly powerful elephant that can carry tree trunks in his entire trees in his trunk and just have and do amazing feats of strength. And yet, when they put that little spike in the ground, he doesn't move because he's been trained. And the enemy's done that to so many people. Still, and the enemy's worked very hard to do that to those that would be the children of God, to impact your mind. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You want His thinking, not the world's thinking, because there is nothing impossible. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And all that little elephant that grew up to be a big elephant, all he needed to do was try, and he would see that he had the power within himself to get away from that thing, to be set free from that bondage. He just had to make a move. He just had to move. And, you know, for us, the child of God, we don't do it in our own strength. That's the difference. We don't do things in our own strength. But you got to know that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You've got to know that God has put something in you that is to be poured out. You've got to know that as God speaks to you and as his word flows through you, and as you speak and as you pray and as you act and as you move as the extensions of God, as light and truth are pouring in and streaming in, and the world cannot stop it no matter how hard they try, God has a role for you to do. And none of it is limited by the constructs and the constraints of the world. None of it is limited by what the world will try to do to you. None of it. Listen, for you, child of God, to live is Christ and to die is gain. That's the reality of the situation. So for you to be here is Christ. Not your own agenda, not my own agenda. No, you know, you are an extension of the living God on the earth. To live is Christ. Even as Jesus said, I am about my Father's business. I only do what I see the Father doing. The words I speak are what the Father I get from the Father. So like that, we want to be like that. We're like that as we're consummated with His Spirit, and we live and are led by Him. The prayer is, Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the prayer. That's what we're doing, is we're continuing to submit our will, our desire, our being, who we are, completely to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And as we do that, God is continuing to then flow through a yielded vessel unto His plan and purpose on the earth. Now, how that's manifesting right now in the middle of what we're living in is incredible ways. Incredible ways. There are things that are possible today that we could have never dreamed of in our own natural minds. But that's what we're in. So do not allow for your experience to be based on the limitations of whatever you've known up until this moment. Listen, right now, this is it. This moment right now is the moment that you have in Christ Jesus. This is what you, He is I am. So everything from before doesn't matter, because this is what you have in Him. He is I am. He's the God of the living, not the dead. You are alive in Christ, and you're here right now for such a time as this, for His purposes. You're an eternal being in time for something, for reason, for purpose. Now, that how that manifests is how the Spirit of God chooses to manifest through you. But you cannot allow for your experience to be based on the limitations of whatever your life has been up until now. Peter and the fishing boat, they toiled the entire night. Toiled the entire night out there, just trying and trying again and again and again and again. Failure after failure after failure, coming up empty for all of his labors and all of his efforts through the night while everybody else is sleeping and in their beds. And Peter's out there working and toiling and trying to make it work, coming back with nothing. And then, after he'd brought in the nets, you know, kind of just called it a day, pretty much given up for that point, for that day. That's it, you know. This is it. Nothing worked. That was his experience. That was his limitation. But then here comes Jesus. Here comes the Word of God. Here comes God speaking and God saying, and he says, put down your nets for a catch. And Peter got it right. He got it right. He said, he first recognized what his experience had been. But he said, but nevertheless, Lord, at your word, I'm going to do it. Nevertheless, whatever your life experience has been, nevertheless, Lord, at your word, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a step. I'm going to take a step of faith. I don't care if I've failed a million times, if there's a million and one, fine. But Lord God, you move. You have your way. Listen, brothers and sisters, I would rather fail a million times listening to the voice of God than succeed in my own strength and in my own ability. I don't want to succeed in my own strength and in my own ability apart from Him. Apart from Him, you can do nothing. Apart from Him, I can do nothing. I don't want to have success apart from Him. I don't want to be something. I don't want to be somebody apart from Him. There is nothing apart from Him. You see, that's what the world wants to do. The world wants to get you apart from Him. The world wants to isolate you from that life which is Christ. The world wants to take you in another direction, to steal, to kill, to destroy that which is within you. But they want to isolate you off and away from the vine, and they just want to drain that out of you to power their system. And now, as things are continuing to be revealed and being brought to the light, just the depths of depravity in the world system and the evil that's there, and God's shining a light on all this stuff. Well, part of it is just because the light is shining, things are being exposed. And they're getting desperate to try to cover these things up. And as we've said before, you know, this is just getting started. This is just getting going. As we continue to pray in line with what the Spirit of God is doing, we're seeing God continue to move. And so it's not, brothers and sisters, it's not you doing something for God, God being over there and you being over here. No, it is you in connection with His Spirit, consummated with Him, and from that extension of that, His life flowing through you. So when we pray, we're praying in connection through His Spirit. So that's why we're just seeing so many of the things that we're just seeing, like real-time manifestations and the miraculous take place as we pray, as we act, as we engage in the things of God. You know it. If you've been here, you know it. Do we need a pulpit? No. Do we need the approval of man? No, we do not. I mean, as much as possible, if we can be at peace with people, we'll try. Sure, we would love to. But we've got to go forward with the things of God. So, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, when they were in the book of Daniel, when they were in, you know, they were in a rough spot, and as much as they could, they tried to be at peace in their situation and tried to work within the context of what they're in, but they knew where the line was. And they would not bow before anything other than the living God. And if they could keep themselves from being corrupted by the world system that they were in, they were going to do everything they could to do that. And God blessed them in that. And God blesses you in that too. When you make a decision in your heart and you say, you know what, Lord, I want to follow You. I don't want to corrupt myself in this stuff. I don't want to be in this thing. I don't want to be, Lord, I want to. You said in Your word, you know, to come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You've said that, and I want to do that. I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to be part of that evil. I don't want to be part of that. But for the grace of God go I. I also know that if it was not Christ in me, the hope of glory, that I would be one of them. But it's Him. It's Him, it's Christ in us that keeps us from there. So we recognize that it's not ourselves and our own abilities that makes us something. But it's Him doing that work in and through us that makes us what God intends for us to be. Now, there is many things that places that we need to be engaged right now. Because the fight is on. The battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. And I tell you, those things, they're kicking it into high gear right now. Those things are working hard to try to block out the light. And you need to know that even if this voice goes away, and for whatever reason, I'm not able to communicate and share on these platforms anymore. You know, and it could be for one of a number of reasons. But if that happens, you need to know that God has given you and put in you the power. You know, if there's anything that you've gathered or gained from these platforms that have encouraged you, and from Faith Mix that's encouraged you over the years, well, you know, hopefully it's just pointed out the fact that it's in you, and Christ has put that in you. And you need to move with that. You need to trust what God has put in you. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. You need to know that all you got to do is just get in line and in step with God, just like Peter did, and you hear His voice and you respond. Okay, Lord, I'll just, not, you know, you say the word and I'll put the nets down one more time. And they got such a big harvest of fish. They caught so many fish that their nets began to break because there was so much. There was such an abundance. There was such an overflow. That to call for help, call for other people to come out just to help them pull in the catch because there was so much. So this is not a natural thing that we're in the middle of. You want to flow with what God's doing. When Peter came back to land in that situation, He said, Lord, depart from me. I'm a sinful man. And God was not looking at who he was apart from him. He was looking at who he was destined to be in him, as led by the Spirit. Reunited, one in us, in Christ Jesus. Not separate. He knew who he was. He saw who he was. God sees who you are, not what you've been, not what your experiences have been. He knows who you are from an eternal reality, and he calls you. He knows his sheep, and he calls them by name. He calls you by name. But what will you do with that call? Will you respond to the call? Will you respond to the Spirit of God? Or will you be in fear? Will you sit on the sidelines? Will you watch? Will you just hope that all this stuff sort of passes you by and that you can just keep your head down? Listen, the only safe place is in Christ Jesus. The only place of safety is in Him. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. You know, you know those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, that will mount up with wings as eagles. God wants you to wait upon Him so that your strength is renewed. He wants you to run into that place of safety, which is who He is. You're not going to find it in the world. In fact, if you try to do what the world does, you're going to be destroyed with them. Listen, when the plagues hit Egypt, God gave everybody that they knew what was coming. And listen, if God said there was going to be hail, if you still had your livestock in the field, or if you were out there in the field, you would be crushed by it. It didn't matter if you had done all the things the right way, if you were in the wrong place. When God said, all right, I'm going to strike down the firstborn, unless you've got the blood over the doorpost, which will indicate to the angel of death not to take that firstborn from that household, not to strike down that firstborn. If you didn't adhere to the instructions of God at the time, if you didn't follow that, well, you would have been in the same situation, in the same place as every Egyptian household, all the way up to Pharaoh's household. There was no place found. God is no respecter of persons. So you've got to understand that this This isn't personal. It's another way to put it. He's going to do what he's going to do. Your prayer, when you pray, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done, is you're aligning with him. Now, at the same time, it's amazing that God also knows you better than you know yourself. It's also amazing that there is his love and his care for us that goes beyond anything that we can fathom or imagine. So there's different aspects there. At the same time, he's going to do what he's going to do. And you can flow with him. And that is the encouragement that I would say. Is I would say right now, you want to hear his voice for yourself. And if you call out to him, and if you seek his face, you seek him and you will find him. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. You got to do that. And if you'll do that, if you ask for him, you'll receive him. If you seek him, you're going to find him. If you knock, that door's going to be open. But if you refuse to do so, or if God speaks and you harden your heart, well, you're just putting yourself in harm's way. That's all I'm going to say about that. Because for anybody that did not listen to the voice of God at the time when Moses was giving the instruction to Pharaoh, for anyone that didn't listen, they faced terrible consequences. There were magicians in Pharaoh's court that heard some of the things when Moses was calling as things continue to escalate. And we are seeing an escalation, by the way. As things continue to escalate, when they saw what happened in the court, and they saw the words that were spoken, they ran out and acted on the instructions that Moses said, based on what Moses said with the plagues that were going to be happening. So like they brought their livestock in. Some of them did, not all, but some. And those that listened didn't face the consequences that others did, that would have discounted Moses or would have spoken a harsh word. See, for those that, this is a different time. There was a period of time where those that would mock or jeer or work against or seek to destroy the children of God, that they seemed to, just in a time of darkness, that they just seemed to be able to do all of that. But this is not that time. This is the time where God is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. And as that spirit is being poured out, as light is coming and being poured out, the response and the consequence of that is that people, wherever it is that they are, and their spiritual alliance and their spiritual allegiance is revealing how they're able to handle the pouring out of his spirit. So he said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Not some flesh, but all flesh. And so what is life to you and I is terror and horror to the worlders. And to those that have gone to the depths of depravity in the world system, it is the most terrifying to them of all. Because it is how, based on their alignment or lack thereof, it is how they now respond to the pouring out of the Spirit upon all flesh. And God is continuing to escalate it, and God is continuing to turn it up. And God is continuing to turn up the volume. That's why, brothers and sisters, you want to align yourself completely with him. You want to make your entire being, just give it over. Lord God, you get it here. Body, mind, spirit, soul, everything. All of it, 100% given to you. Nothing left over. You do with this life as you wish. I just want to walk with you. You do with me as you wish. I just want to be yours, Lord God. completely, totally aligned, nothing withheld, to do the Father's will on the earth at such a time as this. So let it be in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Yes. You brothers and sisters, you align with Him and let Him lead and guide and instruct you. Let Him lead and guide and direct you. Let Him show you. There is no separation. Nor is there any fear in Him. Perfect love drives out all fear. While the world is melting down into a blubbering mess, you will stand strong. And there is no fear in Christ Jesus. There is no fear. You can be aware, but not distracted. You have He said, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Did that scripture only apply when everything's going well? No. It applies in every situation, in every context, especially when things are getting difficult. That's when you want to make sure, above all. You want to do it at all times, but you'll see the contrast much more sharply. I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Keep your mind on him. Set your heart on things above. Let God lead and guide you. And here's the other thing too. Just because you're doing the works of the Father in the realm of the Spirit, it does not mean that God in this time will not unlock incredible, amazing things in the natural realm as well that will become part of your life experience while you're here on the earth. He has a way of richly just blessing his children. But there's also that secret of contentment that Paul wrote about in Philippians, to be content in all situations, whether base or abounding. And there's that too. So on one level, we don't need it. But we're grateful for whatever the situation and the context is that we experience. But at the same time, there's no limitation on God either and what it is that He chooses to do with and through us. So in all situations, give thanks and place no limitation upon yourself. No limitation that comes from the enemy. No artificial limitation that comes from the mind or the thoughts of man that have been... The enemy's worked very, very hard to try to split your consciousness and to try to damage you, to keep you from being whole. But God is restoring his people to wholeness and to oneness in him. And in the same time, he's using us in our time on the earth to be about our Father's business and to do his will. So in that, let's do it. Let's do it. And I want to pray. Let's pray, brothers and sisters. All right. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for my brothers and sisters that are here, that are listening, that are engaged in what you are doing, Lord, all over the earth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, that they know your voice, that they love you, and that they trust you, that they will not follow another. Father, I pray, Lord God, that each and every one of them would see who they are in the realm of the Spirit, that they would see, Father God, that you have raised them up to be powerful warriors in the realm of the Spirit. Lord, and you've given and put in them and in their care and surrounding them every resource necessary to do your will. Your grace is sufficient for each and every one of them. So, Lord, I pray that you would bless each and every one of us with a continual, ever-present understanding of who we are in you and your call and purpose for us that will never leave any of us, that it will always be there from this moment forward, never in doubt of that, ever. Lord, I pray that you bless us. Bless each and every one of us. Empower us, strengthen us, pour out your Spirit through us to overflowing. Let us be able to rest in you and continue, Father, just to just be invigorated with the life that comes from you. And Father, we just continue in the realm of the Spirit to cancel the methods and the attacks and the intentions of the devil and the enemy. We continue to pray that all of the works of the devil would come to nothing. We continue to pray, Lord, that all those that are working the evil workers in political spaces seeking to work to enslave the people and to take away any opportunity and just to put them into bondage. Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray that all the schemes of the devil would backfire, that they would all just continue to just backfire and expose them, Lord God. Expose them and reveal, Father, reveal, Lord God, where they're coming from. Let their dark and evil intentions just be shown for all to see. And Lord, let the resources that they put into those be wasted efforts. Let them be engaged in a fool's errand. Let all of it, Lord God, all of it just be a complete and total failure of the darkness and of the enemy as they fight against the light and the truth. Just as a man standing on the side of the sea trying to thrash against the waves, Lord God, let that be the futility of their efforts and of all their intentions. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Father, I just continue, Lord God, to remember, Father God, and be reminded of your truth. I continue, Lord God, to just remember and be reminded of your promises, Lord God. Father, in Psalms 2, it says, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord hath said unto me. Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and in uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him." Father God, we put our trust in you. Lord, we put our hope in you. We bow our knees before you, Father. And Lord, we pray in Jesus' name your will be done. Father, we pray, Lord God, Father, that you would see, and Lord, we know you see all things, but Lord, that you would bring it all into the light so that everybody can see your hand at work, can see and know, Lord God, that you laugh at these people, that you laugh at the worlders, that you laugh at those that are plotting against you, plotting against what you're doing, plotting against those that are your children, plotting against and trying to bring in and to work that which is part of the plans of the enemy. Father, destroy them in their foolishness and laugh at them, Father, openly. Let all the world see and let them be ashamed. Father, we just continue to strip the enemy on every side of his power, of his ability, of his resources, of the mind control that's in place. Lord, shake everything that can be shaken. Father, be merciful, Lord God, also to the people. Lord, be merciful, Father God. We pray that life would be spared. Lord, we pray that you would do surgery, Lord God. Father, it doesn't have to be a shotgun, Lord. It can be surgery, Father. You are the great physician, and the patient is sick. But Lord God, you can do surgery, and you can work masterfully around all of this, even as you've already done, Lord God. So we pray, Lord God, your kingdom come and your will be done. We commit each and every person into your hands and into your care. Bless and protect, provide for, strengthen, encourage each and every one of us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. All right. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We love you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.